Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't. Japan, country of Japan, has a fairly new prime minister. And apparently, she only sleeps about 2 hours a night. And normally, that would just be a her problem, normally. But seems like her direct employees, yeah, they're not fans because she decided to call them all to the office to prepare for a budget meeting at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, to put it mildly, this caused a, as they say, stir. But now that they know what's going down, they know that they work for a lunatic. But apparently, this is what she does. She doesn't sleep, so you're not going to either. But look, lunatic or not, there's always a bigger lunatic. 6 years ago, a tech CEO was murdered. Why do we bring it up now? Well, the trials are going on now, not for the murderer, but for the murderers, because apparently several people were involved, all of them former employees. Now, among the numerous other issues, one thing that the CEO did was make employees do push-ups to get their paychecks. All right? You have done your obligation for work, but to physically get your paycheck, you had to do push-ups. 500 push-ups. It turns out that does not inspire, quote-unquote, good vibes among your employees. But who would have guessed? Now, sure, these are extreme examples, but we've all been in a work-related situation where the demands of the boss or a coworker or the clients, it has us questioning why we do what we do in the first place. At Target, for example, this is a new one. Turns out that if a customer gets within 4 feet of a Target employee, that employee must smile at you. They must smile at you if you get within 4 feet. Now, if you're only 10 feet away, they have to at least make eye contact or wave to you. Just keep that in mind next time you go to Target, whether you plan on talking to them or not.
Where's that smile at?
Yeah, where's your smile? Come on, man. I'm within 4 feet. You better give me a goddamn smile. And like we learned yesterday, if you work at Disney and someone asks for directions, which is probably the most common question you're going to get at the park, you can point in the direction, but you can't point with one finger. You got to point with the whole hand. Not the biggest deal in the world, but I guarantee you somebody forgot and somebody probably lost their job. But that's what it is to work at Disney. But today, we're talking about all those weird things that happen at work. I mean, it could be good. It's probably bad. But either way, it is freaking ridiculous. So think about it. If you're a cop, it ain't like the TV shows. You're dealing with some naked guy that you need to tase. If you're a firefighter, you're probably not putting out a fire, but you got to deal with something stupid. If you work in the medical profession, well, patients aren't awesome all the time. So today, our question is, what is the most ridiculous situation you've had to deal with at work?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Archery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,428. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Ted, believe it or not, Steve and I stayed up late last night again.
Super late,
oh,
man.
Yes.
Thursday night game.
It's
Jets,
what we do.
Jets, Pats. I mean, the party just continues on.
Then went to the Kraken for a while. Good win.
Yep. I did the same thing. But you guys kept going.
Right. Yeah, I kept going because we got work to do, Ted. It's all about Ted versus the FCC Thursday night. It's what we do.
Whatever
after we sing to the orphan puppies.
Whatever we did, whatever that stuff was, we were out raking wet leaves. Trying to get some yard work done. Before
you guys doing the pink Coke, or what do they call that now?
I don't know that it was Coke, but it was pink, yes.
Yeah. It's a bunch of stuff in there, guys. It's dangerous.
We actually forgot that 3 weeks ago, we did a Ted versus the FCC, and you missed it. And I don't know if it was a week off that we had on a Friday, maybe you were out of town, whatever. We got a little confused. So we are bringing back the latest Ted versus the FCC that you missed on.
Oh, all right. Did I miss it, or I get it wrong?
Well, you got it wrong. Yeah.
I mean, all right. And then I was at a right. I
said. Then I totally forgot, and I brought in another one.
Because of the paint stuff we're doing.
So I was like, hey, Mike, does this seem familiar to you that he didn't ever do this one a second time? He's like, yep.
And then Mike informed you that I should do it again, even though I
that's correct.
I suck at
so
it.
So when we go back in time.
Look it out, Mike.
I told him not to.
I tried to play the good producer card and say, no, my man needs to have a winning record by the end of this, Miles. We cannot load this deck.
That's right. That's right.
So Ted versus the FCC coming up here for you at 4:30. What else do we have? Oh, yes. We will drink a toast with the shot of the day coming up into the weekend. Then as soon as I pull this thing up, we'll be able to say it's Bad Choice Friday. There we go, right there.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam on. We were actually made aware that tomorrow is a National Drummer Day. The only person that gives a flying F about National Drummer Day, Ryan Castle.
Although he did point out, because tomorrow is National Drummer Day, pizza delivery is going to be a little slower.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Right.
That has been calling out.
So it sucks, too, to not only to be the second, not even the best drummer in your own band.
No originals.
Yeah, it's gotta I think Miggsy's got him.
Well, he played with Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, Castle didn't.
Yeah, it's like Miggs. He played with a professional band in front of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. Castle, he's doing the same with us. Mm-hmm. I'm just the bass player, for Christ's sake, and I'm making fun of you.
What was the other band? Bruiser?
Bruiser Brody.
Bruiser Brody is another big band right there he played
in. We Are Peter Parker?
Sure.
Peter
right.
Parker, just not Peter We Are. Parker.
I was going to ask, is it We Are? Why did you add We Are?
Peter Parker?
Just Peter Parker.
Is that like We Are Spider-Man?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I didn't even look. I forgot about the way Peter Parker I knew Peter Parker. Is Spider-Man. So when I first started hanging out with Biggs, I'm like, it's a stupid name. Oh, and he's like, it's Spider-Man's name. And I was like,
That's right.
Nerd.
Yeah. Even Ricker's a better drummer. But either way, it is National Drummer Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So why not celebrate with two great drummers, one who doesn't even play drums on this particular song. Ironically, this is a drum machine. I love the fact that he picked this song, and there's not even a drummer on it.
Correct. Otherwise, he'd have to do it.
Well, he hit the little button.
No, he didn't.
I don't even think he did that.
No.
You know he had some tech.
Sure. Look, even the horns on this are played by a keyboard.
Yeah.
This entire song is a keytard.
We're going to act like it's not a good song? Feels like you're hating on
No, I'm just saying it's National Drummer Day. We're playing Sussudio.
Do you actually like the song, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a Phil Collins apologist, but this is the one song where I'm like,
Well, we do call it Bad Choice Friday. I mean, In the Air Tonight is probably his most notable
that's his Stairway to Heaven
riff, so to speak. But But it's iconic. Phil Collins and Sussudio take it on Night Ranger. Who's on lead vocals here, folks? Do we know?
Is it? All right, hang on.
It's the drummer.
The only guy whose name I know from the band is Blades, Jack Blades.
Jack Blades.
Is he the drummer, though?
No.
Damn it.
No, he's the guitarist.
I have no idea.
What are you, the Damn Yankees?
I think we're trying to figure this out. The Damn Yankees was like part Styx, part Night Ranger, and Ted Nugent.
Somebody else.
I don't know who the drummer is in this band.
Yeah.
And he sang their biggest song.
Kelly Keegi is the drummer.
Kelly Keegi?
For Night Ranger.
Keegi.
Do you know how I know that?
I don't.
Google.
Okay. Google. I just found.
Thank you, Google.
Fun fact. All right. So, speaking of Jack Blades, okay? Kelly Keegi, he was on tour with the Night Ranger for a long time.
Sure.
And he hadn't been back home for a while. And when he went back home...
They can't go out without him. He sings this song.
When he went back home, it was like 2 or 3 years later.
All right.
Because they were on the road that long. And his sister, Christy.
Right.
She had grown up, so to speak. You know, she went from being this little 12-year-old girl to being a teenager, driving, all those things. And his little sister had grown up.
Is this what the song's about?
So he started... It's Sister Christy is the name of the song. But Jack Blades heard it as Sister Christian. And he's like, I like Sister Christian better.
Sure.
For absolutely.
It sounds cooler, though.
That's all it was.
It really does.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
So they changed the name of the song to Sister Christian.
There's another song like
John
that.
John found that out?
Google. You know the song Beth from Kiss, right?
All right.
So Peter Criss wrote it. And if you listen to the lyrics, about his wife, same kind of thing. I'm on the road all the time. Sorry about that. And but her name was Becky. And so he wanted to call it Beck. And Gene Simmons was like, absolutely not, man. We are not doing a love song to Beck. Because only people
I hear you call it.
He's like, the only one that knows is Jeff Beck. So he's like, just say it's Beth. And Peter Criss is like, dude, that's not her
I
name.
Becky
he's like, I don't care. Call it Beth. And that's
Becky,
why they changed
it. I hear you calling.
Man, I'm getting my tattoo removed.
It's either that or Tammy.
Yeah. Tammy, I one hear of the you two. Calling.
Hey, Tammy. Vote now. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, will it be Phil Collins and Susudio or Night Ranger and Sister Christian? Ted, I told Steve this story earlier. The last time, honestly, I have heard that song, mm-hmm. okay? I am on 5th. I am underneath the monorail at the lights where the Westin is. There used to be a big and tall store. There was a bartel catty corner to that. That's where I'm stopped. Now, there is a motorized wheelchair, all right, that is coming across the walkway. Now, at the time, I don't see the motorized wheelchair because it's behind one of those giant pillars for the monorail where they put up all the murals for the All-Star game. One of those big asses. So I didn't see him. But I hear this music blaring. And then just as the light turns green for me, this guy starts motoring across the walkway. So I'm waiting for him, right? But right when he gets to me, this is in the summertime, I got the window rolling down. Oh, I hear his music and it goes, motoring. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
But he's motoring.
Yeah.
And he's bobbing his head. He's got a big yellow flag on top of it.
Did he have a yellow flag?
And he's listening to Night Ranger.
Jesus Christ.
That's a man living.
I mean, I couldn't
help it. L-I-V-N.
I was just like, how's that timing? Just perfect.
By the way, Mike, you and I just got grief. We did not scream Shyamalan. They're in the bad choice.
Right? Oh, yeah. Bad.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah.
Was that important?
I've been muzzled.
Oh, a couple of programming notes. Proud to introduce once again the Men's Room. Old Days of Holiday Porter is back. It's delicious. As they say, Grandma's famous rum balls are in there. Chocolate-covered rum balls.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices.
It just tastes good, dude.
It's a fantastic porter. It's only available on draft in select locations. We'll bring those to you coming up on the program. See if we can find an area close to you. No areas right now close to me, but as the distribution continues, we'll get out those locations, but you're only going to find it on tap. So just know that. But it's fantastic. And, of course, a portion of net proceeds benefit our friends at the Fisher House.
Correct.
So, final of the weekend. Great weekend to drink a porter. And that one is, I'm telling you, fantastic.
Very good.
You're really going to like it. Okay, on to the question. We're talking about work today and ridiculous situations that you've dealt with. Now, we've all had many jobs. And obviously, it's a twofold thing. You're either dealing with customers and clients.
Right.
Or you're dealing with coworkers and bosses.
Yeah, that's about it.
So, you know, sometimes just when you think the customer could be the worst case scenario, depends on who you work for, depends on who you work with.
I would think.
Everyone has inept coworkers as well as inept bosses as well as customers that don't make any sense of rationality whatsoever.
No.
There's a whole range of things that can happen when you decide to take on the job.
I mean, one of the dumbest things I had to deal with, and this is back when I was cooking, and I've said this before, but we're in the kitchen, we are cooking. The waiter's not 100% sure. She walks into the kitchen and says, hey, man, the lady at table, whatever it was, she wants to get the chicken dish, which was on the menu. We're like, cool. But she wants it medium rare. We're not going to give her undercooked chicken, man. Just go let her know. Like, we're just going to cook the chicken through. It's not going to be dry, but we'll just cook it through. Comes back about 2 minutes later. He's like, no, man. She's insisting that her chicken is medium rare. I said, okay, well, again, just let her know we're not going to do that because that is undercooked chicken, which is super dangerous, man.
It's a potential lawsuit.
Right, just let her know. It wasn't like a big deal, but we're also busy. You know, we're hustling back there. I'm like, just let her know, man. It's fine. 2 minutes later, he's back. He's like, look, man, she's like really demanding that's chicken be medium rare. So we're looking at each other, and I'm like, God damn it. All right, I'm going to go out to the table. So I have to walk out there. And depending on the restaurant you work at, when you see the cook, if they still have their apron on, it looks really gross. I just didn't have time to take it off. So I'm out there, blood stains and everything else on it. I'm like, ma'am, did you order the chicken? She's like, yeah, I just wanted to get it medium rare. I said, well, we're not going to do that. She's like, but that's what I'm asking for. I said, you want like pink? She's like pink and cool in the middle. I said, ma'am, that would be raw chicken in the middle. She's kind of like, mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, we're not going to do that. She's like, but that's the way I like my chicken. And I said, okay, I'm just going to set this up for you. You can eat your chicken any way you'd like to eat your chicken. You know, I'm not going to hold you from that. But you're going to bleed out of your anus. You're going to cramp up, and you're going to go to the hospital. So I'm not going to do it for you here. But if you want to do that at home, knock yourself out. So like, why would I bleed out of my anus and get sick? And so I wrote, have you heard of salmonella? And she's like, sure. And I said, okay, well, this is not the only source of it, but one way to get it is to eat undercooked chicken. Apparently, she'd been eating undercooked chicken kind of her whole life. I mean, she looked absolutely stunned by this. And I'm like, You're asking us to poison you, man. Like, we won't do it. I cannot believe I have to walk out here to explain to you that undercooked chicken is just, it's not guaranteed to make you sick, but it's a real, real strong possibility that it's going to make you sick. And then to your point, Miles, it's a restaurant, man. We're not getting sued by you when you go to the hospital and there's blood shooting out of your ass, you know what I mean? And they got to do whatever they got to do to make you feel better. It blew her mind. But she's very disappointed, folded her arms, got the chicken dish anyway, if I'm going to be like that. And I'm like, okay.
That was my question. What'd she end up ordering?
She got the chicken dish, and she was fine with it, but she just had the attitude like, okay, well, if you know best. And I'm like, I'm not here trying to tell you that. I'm trying to tell you to protect yourself. You know, you're like, hey, I don't have a bulletproof vest, but can you shoot me? It's like, no, this is...
Yeah, like chefs don't want to make a well-done filet. But if you order it, they'll go, all right, I got to butterfly it. You know what I mean? That's fine. Right, like, it's not going to taste the way it should, but
it's not dangerous.
Right, it's not dangerous.
I mean, that's all I'm trying to tell her. And she was fine, and she ate the chicken dish, and she had no complaints about it. But I'm like, why do I have to explain this to her, man? We don't want to bring you harm. What the F is wrong with you?
Yeah, have you ever been in I'm sure you've been in close to a physical confrontation or tried to break one up before at work. I'm sure that's happened to you multiple times.
In kitchens, for sure.
It's happened to me twice. At one point in time, I was probably 19, 20 years old, and at the time, I was playing football, and I was probably in the best shape of my life, as far as being strong, you know, everything like that. But I was also working the overnights on the weekends just to get hours in to get some money, which was a pain in the ass, but at the same point in time, I could do Friday overnight into Saturday, not a big deal, except even though I was playing football, I wasn't playing football. Right. I just needed to show up.
You're on the team.
I'm the four-string punter.
Yeah.
I can pull this off. Not a big deal. Saturday night, that was rough because I'd been up for a pretty long time. But after the game, I just go home, go to bed, wake up at 11, go and do the Saturday overnight. Friday overnight, I'm in there at 11 o'clock, even though my shift starts at midnight. I got crap I got to do before that. It turns out that the evening guy, who is a very good friend of mine, God rest his soul, he was having sex with the morning guy's wife.
All right.
Okay.
Did you know this? Or did you find out?
I found out based on the fact that the morning guy's wife showed up at the radio station at about 11:30.
Okay.
All right, which is kind of unusual.
Why would she be there?
She's there to go out with the night guy when he gets off at midnight. All right. However, the morning guy, I think, caught a little bit of wind of this, all right?
All right.
So I was doing something in the control room.
I mean, it's hard to dip out of the house at 11:30 at night.
Especially when he's going to get up like 2 hours later.
Yes. So the next thing, I hear a ruckus, right? And I am in between this guy and our morning guy, and his wife is there. Now, I am trying to hold them both apart from each other. The morning guy, although older... not nearly as big as my other buddy. Scrappy, angry, pissed.
He has more motivation.
My buddy's kind of like hands up, kind of on the back of his heels. Nick's just digging in, man. And I'm trying to hold his ass back. He's got a dress shirt on.
Right.
Like he's dressed. He's one of those guys, dress shirt guy. Yeah. So I'm trying to, I've got a hold of his button-up shirt. And I popped the button on it, the top button.
Yeah.
He probably would have had it open anyway later. But at the same point in time, now... this dude's wife jumps in and starts trying to swing her purse at her husband's head and trying, because he's the aggressor, and she's trying to stop him. Like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So I'm trying to hold both these guys back, and I'm basically getting beaten and hit with a purse by this guy's wife.
Right.
And finally, I could separate them. But you got to remember, these two guys work together.
Exactly.
So I'm a part-time guy. Like, I don't have anything to do with this. But, I mean, I got scratch marks on me. I've got all this stuff. She apologized, said, I'm sorry, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
They ended up not being married anymore.
Hey, you don't say.
But at the same point in time, I was just like, Jesus Christ. I had been there, seriously, 15, 20 minutes. Next thing you know, like, I'm trying to break up a fight in a studio.
Oh, yeah.
Where people have a job. What is the most ridiculous situation you've had to deal with at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio,
here's Minister Sandy Takiyaji facing criticism after holding a staff meeting at 3 a.m. 3 a.m. ahead of a budget appearance in the nation's parliament. As I say, she is known for her relentless work ethic and disdain for talk of work-life balance. Convened with...
Her disdain of work-life balance.
Yes, disdain.
Okay. Doesn't sound like she has one.
What local media is calling a study session in the dead of night. With multiple aides sparking debate in a country sensitive to the issue of death from overworking. Critics argue the meeting encouraged unhealthy workplace expectations and placed undue strain on staff.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone had to be at work at 3 a.m. for the meeting.
And the budget meeting...
This was not a Zoom call. This was
for 9 a.m. So it's 6 hours. So it's the budget committee...
Correct.
...had to meet 6 hours before the budget meeting, starting at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's, like, no.
It's also just ridiculous. Normal people are not going to be productive at 3 a.m.
Nobody is normally productive at 3 a.m., right?
Look, the meth heads, the coke heads.
Yeah. But they're not being productive. They're just awake.
I thought meth heads might clean.
Yeah, you know, that's...
Well, true. Certain jobs call for certain circumstances. There are times I've worked in radio, and there's a huge winter storm that comes in.
Yep.
There's a lot of people that live in rural areas that they could not get into work. Mm-hmm. They had 3 or 4 feet of snow, blah, 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 blah. Plow's not coming for a few days. So, you know, me and one other dude, we would work 6 to 7, 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then we go to the bar across the street, which was still open.
Yeah.
Have drinks for a couple hours, then come back and crash on the couch. And that buddy would wake you up, and we just round robin this thing.
But in radio, it never bugged me. Right. That is an expected part of your job. It's not going to happen a lot, but when the weather turns to crap, like if you work with TV, radio, whatever, if the weather turns to absolute garbage, you you're kind of
right.
aware.
Your boss calls you and says, I need you to do this. And you go, okay, no problem.
But that's at the heart of our job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the truth of our job is this. We're here to let you know news. And as long as nothing catastrophic is happening, we get to do this.
And even if, you know, even if school's not in session or whatever the deal is at the time, I mean, maybe it's a weekend. It doesn't matter. You still have to give updates on road conditions.
Yeah, it is what it
on
is.
On storm stuff, on all that crap.
So yeah.
But if I work for the prime minister and you call me at 3 a.m. and it's not because we are going to war, it's not because the country has been attacked, it's like for a budget meeting, that's why we schedule the meeting. Like whatever you want to talk about at the budget meeting, that's why we have a meeting. If the boss has called, if Castle called at 3 a.m. and said, hey, man, we need to have a meeting. I was like, about the meeting? Wait until the meeting. That's why they call it that.
Our question, what is the most ridiculous situation that you've had to deal with at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Noah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Let me guess, the most ridiculous situation you had to deal with at work, God said, hey, man, I need you to build a boat and get all the animals on there. Yeah, that's rough stuff, brother, but hey, good work.
Only happened once, and we got it taken care of.
Just the one time, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, long time, first time. Thank you for all the things you do, and congrats on 20 years.
Oh, thank you, dude. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so speaking of 20 years, this was about 20, 25 years ago. I was in college, and I was working at a children's psychiatric hospital.
That sounds fun and, every day.
Oh, I tell you what, it was something. and we were sort of the last line in the road for kids who were kicked out of juvie or other psychiatric facilities in the area. And so we got one particular guy, a 17-year-old kid, big kid, beefy kid, probably outweighed me by 15, 20 pounds of muscle. So he's new to the facility, and we were out in the yard, you know, playing around, whatever, and he decides to bolt. And me being a good, ambitious college kid trying to do the best to keep these kids safe, I pursue up and over the fence, proceed to chase them down the road, about a quarter mile down the road. I've got my walkie on, by the way, at this time, so I'm still trying to keep in touch with my other coworkers at the psych hospital, let them know where we're headed, where we're going. But chase him for about a quarter mile. We end up crossing over I-25. This is down in Albuquerque. Both directions of the interstate.
Maybe.
I think it's 4 or 5 lanes each way. And he keeps running, so I keep chasing. We end up in a park that's across the on the other side of the freeway there. And we get to this arroyo there, and he kind of realizes that it's just he and I at this point. And so he slows down. He turns around and he charges me. And like I said, he outweighed me, outmuscled me. So he got me to the ground and he got me in a chokehold. And like I said, this is like a baseball field area, baseball park. So he's got me around my neck on the ground. And the next thing I see is the biggest fist I've ever seen in my life flying in to view right past my head and clocks him in the face to take him out. And then I see about 5 or 10 other police officers and firefighters who were having like a co-ed baseball game off duty in the park at the time. And they come over and they get this kid on the ground. They get him prone. They hog tie him and they strap him down until the rest of my coworkers can come and pick him up and get him back to the hospital.
Did you tell the coworkers, I beat his ass?
Yeah.
Well, so they're taking him back to the same place that he was. So is there like a special place for people who could be violent?
Yeah, I mean, well, it depended on which units they were in. So we had two degrees of units. One of them was the acute units, where these kids who were medically unstable, emotionally unstable, physically unstable were. And then once they got stabilized, they got moved to the more stabilized residential treatment center units there. But all of that was at the same children's psychiatric hospital there.
But did you have to interact with this giant dude again?
I did. Yeah, I got to talk to him afterwards when he was getting a shot of Benadryl in his butt to calm him down. We had him back at the facility and he was strapped down. And so I got the chance to sort of debrief with him and talk about it. And at that point he was caught and stable and apologetic and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah. Does a shot of Benadryl to the ass actually calm people down? Is that a normal thing or was he on some other medication where that works?
Well, he was on other medications as well, but that's the one that we used when we needed to that generally took the edge off of the kids and settled them down at that size and in those ages.
Yeah, I mean,
it works pretty well.
A regular Benadryl makes me sleepy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long did you do that for a job?
I did that for about 6.5 years.
Wow, man. That just,
it was intense.
What constitutes a good day when that's your game? Like, we were talking the other day, Mike. I think it was before the show came on. So something about, like, being a social worker. And I'm like, look, bless you if you do it, honest to God. Mm-hmm. But can you have a good day when you're a social worker? Like, maybe someone that you've seen
is
starting on the up and up. But, like, what's a good day at a children's psychiatric hospital?
Yeah, the most villainized jobs is what that
was.
Yeah, for sure. I always say it was the toughest job I had, but the most rewarding. So a lot of times, because this is a residential treatment center, the kids are living there for 6-9 months, and you're in there day to day with them. But yeah, it was very rewarding when we had things like group sessions, group therapy sessions, and you see these kids turn a corner, you see them stabilize, you see them figure their lives out, and get their minds right, and get to a stable place where they can then go back and function in society again. So being able to see that growth is pretty incredible.
So you're there for the long game. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, right, he's talking obviously a different level.
Yeah, obviously.
But even like when I went to watch my nephew graduate high school, like they had like the, you know, like some of the special ed kids, they can't walk in with everybody else.
Sure.
They just, the crowd and everything. And just watching these teachers like take care of them, the whole ceremony, I was like, man, that is,
it is
unreal.
So much. It really is.
Yeah. I would also say on a funny note, well, my brother, right, so he was a teacher, coach, went to school, right? He wants to be a principal. So his first day as a vice principal, somebody's like, Mr. Smith, there's some kids out by the bushes smoking, right? So he goes out there. The kids run. He shouldn't have done it, but he doesn't know what to do. So he chases them. Now, I realize he's, like, next to a main road and how bad this looks. But
right.
he's like, I'm just so amped up. It's my first day.
Sure.
His vice principal has to be the disciplinarian. Right. He catches him, right? Takes him back to school. But, like, he said, like, it set a tone. So he was, like, the next week in the hallway, that you just hear kids being like, Mr. Smith is fast.
Oh,
Jesus.
I worked two summers in a row. Worked at Department of Human Services in West Virginia.
That's already bad.
I was a file clerk. And my job was to pull the files for the social workers' cases that day.
But you're not really interacting with the people.
No, they all have their own little workstations. They bring in people. So whether you need assistance as far as more food benefits, if you had children, you got more children, child credits.
Yeah.
Some instances, the children would be removed from the home.
Sure.
Some instances where parents were separated, there'd be restraining orders, there'd be all these different things.
All the fun stuff.
The kids couldn't go and visit dad because dad is not capable of taking care of them, blah, 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 blah. One day, man, we're in there, and from what we could figure, the woman who was in with her two children, I don't know if the children had been taken away from the dad. I don't know what the deal was. But she stood up and said, he's here. All right? She's like, he's going to kill me.
Oh, geez.
And she got up and she was running to find the back door. All right? She's grabbing her kids and all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh, God. So the front desk person, everyone's trying to just calm her down. But a car screeches in the parking lot across the street. And she's like, it's him. There he is. It's him. And the person running the front desk, their first safety protocol, this sounds so stupid, those two glass doors, they did have a lock on them.
Yeah.
But she chain bolted the two door
handles together, right?
Like a school would do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On the inside.
Can't do that.
Okay.
Mr. Clark couldn't.
But this dude, I mean, he's running across the street with a shotgun.
Oh!
And he's running toward the door. And I mean, everybody's just like, oh, God, it's on.
Right.
He's banging on the door trying to get it. You don't understand the adrenaline and the panic that you have. I mean, I was 16 years old, 15 years old. I was still in a shirt and tie because that's part of the thing. You know, I was dressed up. But man, oh, man. Eventually, the dude just left.
How long was he there hovering around screaming and losing his mind?
He was basically going around the building.
Oh.
He was trying to see if there was a way in. So Jesus. I don't know exactly. And I looked at that. So when that file was done, my job is to put the file back. So the next day, I'm like, okay, because we got the rest of the day off. I'm like, what is
that? That seems fair.
What is it?
It was a plant.
I know the last name. The name is Dalton. But I'm looking at that thing, and there's nothing in there that
says he's crazy.
That anything. You know, like nothing about any kind of father issues, spousal abuse. None of that's
in there. Did you add something?
She was in there just to up her assistance.
Right. So nothing about him. She's there for financial.
She was applying
things.
for more aid if she could get it. You know, just take care of her kids. But this guy's losing his freaking mind. And I still remember just he had this red flannel shirt on and like a big he was a big dude, beard. He looked like Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
It's basically what was coming across.
Good, because that's what I was picturing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And he had probably like a caterpillar hat on. He just had that look about him like he's going to F everyone up. Then the police show up. They arrest the guy. And then we got the rest of the day off. Man, that freaked me the hell out.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my stepfather got me the job. And I'm like, what?
What are you
trying to get me killed, man? What the hell? What is the most ridiculous situation that you've dealt with at work? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, having a gun pointed at you is scary. But even just being somewhere where somebody's got a gun.
Oh, no, it's a shotgun.
He ran across the street like a military guy charging.
Right. He's probably ex-military.
The way he was holding the rifle or the shotgun. Like he looked like he was like a Green Beret. You know, like
right.
He looked like G.I. Joe was running across the street.
Yeah, it's frightening.
With a shotgun. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have those glass doors. That'll keep him out.
Glass windows the whole way around. Right. I'm like, okay.
Hello, Rebus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So when I was, I would say about 25 years old, I was, I worked for a computer rental company and my boss was 1 year younger than me. So that tended to be fun when, you know, we started off and, you know, having a boss younger than you, it was great, except for the fact that on this one night, Friday night at 4:55, we got a call and somebody had, they'd gotten, I think it was like 24 computers that all had to be networked together and stuff. I had dropped them off earlier in the day and the guy was going to take care of everything himself. And it turned out that there was a problem and he couldn't get some of the computers to work. He couldn't get the printers to work. And so he wants me to come out and fix it. I'm talking with him and I put him on hold and I talked to my boss and I said, so, you know, what do you want me to tell him? And he said, I don't give an S. I don't want to have to deal with this. I want to go out dancing. And I said, but what do I tell him? And he said, I don't care. And he's like, I'm just not getting involved. And so when I come back, you know, from hold with this guy, the guy says, you know, so what did he say? And I said, well, he says he doesn't give an S. You know, I'm looking my boss right in the eyes. And he told me that he doesn't want to have to deal with this because he wants to go out dancing. And my boss's mouth is just wide open. Like he cannot believe I just said that. And the guy is like, he said, what? And I said, I told you. And he said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, the moment I hang up and he stopped bitching at me, I'm going to grab my tools and I'm going to come out there and take care of you. And I hung up and my boss said, you know, I should fire you right now for that. And I was like, look, you left me in a really bad position because you want to go out dancing.
And you also said you don't care. So obviously
right.
you do.
Deal with it.
Yeah. Yep. And he said he didn't care what I said, you know? And so I immediately, you know, drove from Kirkland out to Tacoma to help this guy out, got everything working for him, and he ended up tipping me $100. And he told me, it was like, look, I don't ever want to speak to that boss of yours again, but you've got a customer for life.
You know? Oh, nice.
That is
great. It was great. And the guy, he would call me, he would tip me, you know, $50, $100, whatever, every time, you know, I came out to help him out with stuff. But it was just like my boss was ready to kill me. And the next Monday, like, so what happened? And I said, well, he tipped me $100, but he doesn't ever want to speak to you again.
He's probably fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a cool boss other than that one moment, you know.
It's amazing that dancing's that important.
Dancing.
I can understand if it was karaoke night for some reason. That,
what?
I can understand that. Yeah. I could justify
it. If you mean karaoke isn't the euphemism,
no,
sure.
No.
Oh, hey, man, I can sing that tonight.
You can dance anywhere you want. You know, you can sing anywhere you want. But I get like, if you wanted to go karaoke, I'd be like, you go karaoke.
I think going out dance, it's a better thing.
The really? Karaoke, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't have to watch you dance if I don't want to, but I have to hear you sing karaoke.
That's
I'm just
good,
saying,
that's
as far
point.
As the general public goes, like, even if you're a bad
if
dancer,
it's karaoke
it's
night,
entertaining.
It's one night a week.
You know? Like, if you're a really bad dancer, but you're dancing, it brings some entertainment value. So I can sit at the bar and be like, dude, I can't take my eyes off this person because they're so bad, but it makes it fun. If you're a bad singer, it's like, you're just ruining my night, man. You're killing a song. You sound like crap. No one's... And seems like the people that sing the worst, somehow they have, like, 7 songs in the queue. Mm-hmm. And welcome back to the stage. And like, Jesus Christ.
Well, karaoke's a weird mix of like There's people that can sing.
People absolutely sing.
Right. Then there's people who are just going to try to sing. And you're like, all right, I get that.
I get it.
Then there's people that just pick terrible songs.
Yeah. We, at our local watering hole, did you know they have a karaoke night?
I am often not there when they have it.
I
do the same thing.
I did not know that they had a karaoke night. And granted, it was a night that the wife and I aren't normally there. But we go in, and there was a lot of people. I'm always at the bar, so my back is to where the karaoke is. And a song came on, and my words to my wife were like, cool, man, I haven't heard this in a while. Not realizing that the average person was going to start singing. So when they start singing, I look at my wife, I'm like, what version is this? And you just kind of turn around and look at the jukebox. But between me and the jukebox is the guy and his girlfriend, and they're so excited, and they're singing this song. When they finished the song, it's maybe 3.5 minutes. We were like, check, please.
Mm-hmm.
And our bartending friend was like, God, just hang out. I said, I cannot do this. I cannot listen to these people sing. And I realized they had like 4 or 5 more songs to go. And I'm something bad's going to happen.
It's almost as bad as on New Year's Eve when us three and my other buddy were like, oh, there's a DJ? Oh, we got to go.
Man, I picked up food the other night, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'll tell you where it is. The dining area is where the karaoke is.
Ugh.
Okay, but the bar is where you pick up the food.
Right.
So I'm standing at the bar. I get a beer real quick. I'm waiting for my food to get ready. As soon as they give me my thing, I'm cashing out on the check. If you've ever heard More Than a Feeling with a Korean accent.
Oh,
as
no.
As soon as they started More Than a Feeling.
You're just like, oh, no.
I'm thinking to myself, no one can cover Boston.
Right.
This is going to be amazing. Like, how is this going to be possible? It was not possible. I was like, I cannot believe this person's going to try to do More Than a Feeling.
Did you stay at least to hear
them? I was mesmerized.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They basically just talked through the whole thing. And I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
It wouldn't be cool.
Come on.
You know exactly how it sounds. What's the most ridiculous situation that you've dealt with at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.